Podcasting from Deep Ellum in Dallas, Texas, the home of Just Because It Hasn't Been Done Doesn't Mean It Can't Be Done. And this is the Bourbon and Branding Podcast, where we shoot bourbon, talk brands. And I'm your host, Nathan Dell, your ADD king of thinking outside of the box. Welcome to the Bourbon and Branding Podcast. This is Nathan Dell. I'm going to make this short, but there are four things I want to go over that will, whoever takes these things and consolidates them will take a massive chunk of market share. And number one, live streaming. The capabilities of it sucks right now. So everything is all over the place. Now, if you want to use YouTube, you still have to use a lot of other design software in order just to get it to YouTube. You know, that's where TikTok comes in, because they are the first ones to actually give you some sort of video editing tools and make you do something cool. So having an OBS, you still have to have that to live stream, or some sort of encoder to be able to switch your scenes, you know, to go from side by side to whatever you want to show. You still have to have a third party on top of that. Now, Twitch and those, they do that, but it's not your paywall, it's theirs. So why not just have all this isolated onto one site where there's a producer's page that basically you can go in there and set your graphics and your scenes, and then you can have a switcher on your keyboard, and then either the streamer or the operator or a producer can switch the scenes and do everything that they would normally do in OBS or on anywhere else that they were doing right there in the dashboard of the site. Now, Wix could do this. They got the market cap. As most people know, they jumped up about $8 billion in the last 3-4 months. And that's a significant increase, but compared to the other ones, it's not shit. So if you really want to take market cap, which I'm all in on Wix for now, you got to start taking pieces out of their armor, because everything that they do can all be done on one site. The streaming, the podcasting, all of these tools that people are using the internet the most for, making the most money on, it's not an option. It needs to be simple. It needs to be step done. Now, as far as the EditorX builder goes right now, even for me, a guy that's built a ton of websites, it's fucking hard. And that's an understatement. Now, to try to turn this over to a novice or a beginner, it's impossible. And if this shit doesn't change quickly, the amount of competition coming up on these editors is insane. There is a new editor out that's not just a base model off of a WordPress or a, you know, Squarespace or any of that. Standalones. And they're being isolated to be in certain markets like photography and very, very collective-based company, like target, like photographers and very specific stuff. Now, what is going to separate a builder like Wix can do and be the valuation of $13 billion or $11 billion, wherever it's at now, versus you know, startups that are flying up all over the place. You know, it has to be the dashboard of the company that they can run their entire network on. Now, like it or not, the internet's not going away. This shit's very important. And the system just hit a switch. See, everyone says it's COVID and all these problems. To me, it was just the system resetting. The system is bigger than everyone thinks. And the thing about the system is, whatever is the most profitable will always happen. The future is so easy to predict. basically, you can take anything out of your mind that is nonprofit, anything that is low profit, and whatever could potentially make the most money is exactly what's going to happen. Because you might have some good Samaritans and people like that that do that shit, but somebody's going to come and do it the most profitable way. And then guess what? Rule number one, the only rule of this world, the golden rule. No, it's not do unto others as others do unto you. It's whoever's got the motherfucking gold makes the rules. So you have to be aware of that. So when I'm saying that, there are so many things that this is where it's going to go. The isolation, the consolidation, the simplification, that's the point. The point is to use less third parties and have everything integrated. And as Einstein said, if you can't explain it to your grandmother, then you don't know it at all. Basically the same as the computer. If your grandmother can't do it, then it ain't good enough. This shit should be more automated and artificially intelligent. I don't want to say artificially intelligent. That's so overplayed bullshit. It needs to be more intuitive, I guess you could say. It needs to be more natural feeling versus rugged and form-like. What's the best thing I can say to describe this? So basically, the way that sites are made now to where it's just a vertical scroll and everything's stacked. I don't necessarily think that that's going to be around for long. Here's what I think is going to look like the future of the internet. It's going to be, I think, this is going to sound crazy, but I think we're going to go back to something like Flash. And the reason why I say that is I think it's going to be a whole lot of moving graphics and videos, but with HTML embedded into it, or to where you can have those hotspots and so forth. To where, like, let's say you're watching a video. So, for example, you're watching Amazon. Well, on Amazon, you're watching your show, right? You have your little wand shit. The way it's going to be set up is every single thing in that shot of that video will be able to be purchased. It's all going to be interactive like that. There will be no more commercials. It will be all product placements. The whole videos will be product placements. You won't even know that you're being sucker punched. You know, at least the commercials, you know who's doing it. So, I mean, it's good and it's bad, you know, but that's the way it's going to be. So websites can have way less sections and blocks or whatever you call it in your builder, but only maybe a handful of them that'll have basically all of that information rolled up in a video or something similar. So like the intro will keep you there, but like here's a good example. So if I want to sell cars, now I would build a site that would just have the cars listed. But what I think it would be awesome in the way it should be is that it's like you open the site, then a video plays, and it's like you're walking up to a counter and a lady talks to you, and then you decide where you want to go. So it's basically like a video game almost. You know, it's a guided tour. And this is easily done with the stuff that we have now. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to be way, way, way more video than anything. And it's going to be way more video with hotspots or whatever it's called at the moment. So that you can have links and stuff embedded into the video. Now, the live streaming, OBS sucks, by the way. It's so bad. It's so, come on, Wix. Like, $12 billion? We gotta be able to make a freaking encoder. I mean, scenes, okay? What kind of scenes do we need? We need the biggest, I would say one of the biggest pitfalls of streaming right now is inviting guests on, okay? So right now as it stands, there's a couple ways, but the most popular way is to use a Skype or a Zoom or Hangouts, and then embed that into an OBS, and then put the OBS into the site or to YouTube. Now, this needs to be a call-in function to where a member or a user from a different location can hop onto the stream. And just similar to the Zoom, to where it's more interactive and you can see the actual people that are viewing it on the live and you can interact with them. That way, then you could start selling, you could teach, you could do all the stuff that we're being forced to do with this video learning and everything else right there in Wix. And best of all, it's your paywall, not someone else's. So the profits will be damn near 100% versus what it is now, what, like a massive loss to like YouTube and these other companies, because they're making all the money. Like, you're just, everyone just gives their shit away, all their content to these social media, and then wonders why these social media companies are so freaking big and they have all this power. It's like, because everyone just gives them their shit. They don't make any content. They make nothing. The only content I've ever seen YouTube make was Karate Kid and David Blaine's stupid ass balloon trick. And yet they're worth all of this money? No. No, that's not right. And see, capitalism will win on that part, because guess what? If people immediately start realizing that, oh, I can make all this money myself, that's what's exactly going to happen. So whoever develops that system better and first will take that market share. Now, TikTok, I don't know if anyone has noticed this or heard about this, but in China, the TikTok version there, they have live streaming. But what's cool about their live streaming is this is already going on there. They have the ability to do basically like live, what are those things called? Infomercials almost. So they're selling products through the live streams. I mean, come on now. YouTube, these companies are worth billions of dollars, and the best shit that they can do is that what they got now. I mean, my God, where is the fucking intuitiveness? Where is the creativeness on these people? I mean, God, I'm serious. I cannot wait to pull the internet from California and those buggers over there. We should never have moved it from Dallas to those stupid orange fields in the first place. But it will come back to Texas, y'all. I promise. That's a little rant, but it's the truth. If y'all don't know this, all the Silicon Valley, this has been right here in Dallas. Everything that y'all know, everything y'all use, came from Texas. So you're welcome. Your little phones, everything you're dependent on, all from Texas. So you're welcome. And it's going to come back. You know, we let them have it for a little bit, and all they did was screw everything up. So now, the video streaming is my big thing. It has to be done. It has to be focused on. We cannot spend any more time wasting time on stupid shit. And for a month, Wix put out two things on the EditorX: an iframe and a sticky header that took 10 paragraphs to describe how to use. A sticky header. The most basic of websites builders can do that. And it doesn't need 10 paragraphs to describe how to do it. All right, like, the focus needs to be shifted quickly, because all that market cap that got ran up will be decimated if we don't step it up and start focusing and making big steps and leaps. Now, there's no news coming out of Wix ever. There's none. And if anyone's looked, their profits are horrible. Like, it is costing way too much money, and they're losing money. They're losing money. I mean, what is the price? This is a job where the margins are damn near 99%. We don't make cars made out of steel and actual physical stuff. I mean, where are the prices? Where are these expenses coming from? It sure ain't development. Fucking an iframe and a sticky header in a month. My God, that was a month where they cost Wix about $60 in stock price. I mean, Stocks are selling the future, okay? You have got to throw cheese to people. You have got to just say shit that is so ridiculous, like, we're gonna go to fucking Mars. And that's how you fucking grow your company. You cannot fucking grow it on what you've done. It has got to be forward guidance. You've got to understand that these people are not invested in what you have now, but where it's gonna be at. And if it's only gonna be two fucking elements another month, another 6 months from now, game's over. I mean, we're on the longest current bull run in the history of America. You think it's gonna be like this forever? You're spoiled, and it's not. This shit could come down any moment. All of this could be coming down. The longest bull run has never been that. The stock market's the highest it's ever been. It's ever been. And it's being propped up by government bonds or the government. So it's a paper tiger, and it's gonna leave a whole bunch of houses empty. Not houses, but companies. Because when they pull the sheet down, only the big market cap companies are going to be standing, and everything else is going to be decimated. So you got to jump that market cap up to over 100. Zoom, there's no freaking way that Zoom should be worth more than Wix. Not a fucking penny. This is a product that is, A, it's not even good. You stream in fucking 480. It's terrible. But it's the only option. And it's the most unuser-friendly. And, like, Wix is promoting it for it. Fuck that. You know how easy it is? Like, we can go into a million, like, fucking code depositories and buy this shit. Not depositories, that's for your butt. But, like code sites. And this shit's everywhere. I mean, like, the ability to have this call-ins and stuff like that. I don't know. It's too early and I work too late to go over. I'll probably go over the videos more, but I'm rushing to get this up because I made a blog post on Wix just hammering their fucking shit on their stupid fucking bragging on a fucking header. I'm like, my God. Like, ugh. Like, for 6 months now, I've begged them to do even the most basic shit for me, and I can't get them to fucking lift a finger. And I'm talking, I've built in a lot of Wix sites, a lot. And I have yet to launch one freaking EditorX site in 6 months. I mean, that is the most frustrating thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. And it's just. I'm like, you have X amount of fucking developers, and the best you can do in 30 days is a sticky header on a beta site and an iframe. That's insane. On an editor that's fucking not even very good. If it was graded out, it's probably a D minus right now. It is easily a D minus. It's heavy, it's slow. It changes when you move the breakpoints. It's not intuitive to use if you're a first time user. It takes practice, and even when you have a lot of practice, it's not fucking easy. The biggest thing, there's not a lot of documentation on it. There's not a lot of examples. There's not any way out there that shows how to add your own Java. So, you know, the stuff I wanted to do, I don't know how. There's no documentation on that. They basically are just making pretty pages. With all this market cap, they're just adding pretty pages that don't even do anything. They're just updating the pages, the designs. That's it. I mean, that's insane. This is a colossal failure in the making, and it's already almost there. Now, I don't want to bang on them too much, but man, if this keeps going this way, it's not going to be good. But it can change instantly. But I can't get anyone over there to listen or talk or just, like, nothing. I can't even get basic shit done over there. But, so, I don't know. Well, maybe one day we say, fuck them, and we just build our own here in Texas. We did that back in the day when I was in college with WordPress, but I didn't like the way they were going, so I left them. And Wix, they don't give me any love. They don't even fucking answer my call. They kicked me off their market. I sold, 70 sites for them this year? I don't know. Not good. And their affiliate program is fucking awful. The fucking the website, it's like, if you're gonna make any page, that's the page that needs to be done first, is the affiliate page with the links and the artwork. That is the most important page that should have been done. It is the most god-awful fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. That's impossible to use. It's impossible to set up their links and their payment and to get paid on their stuff. It's impossible. So they give you these ads and you put them on the sites and links or whatever and you get credit for them. It's a nightmare. I mean, it is a colossal fucking nightmare. And I haven't yet to get paid one fucking commission off of one of these sites I've set up for them. So basically, I'm just putting fucking money in their pockets and they're not doing a goddamn thing for me. But making me angry because they won't even talk to me about the shit that I need as a developer. And if I need it, I promise you, there's at least a million other people that need what I need, or at least are thinking about what I'm thinking about. And if they're doing that, this shit is going to change while they're fucking sitting on their ass making some stupid ass fucking element that doesn't make any difference to the site at all. It is nothing. Now, second element, podcasting. It's got to have an ability to podcast from the site. All right. Now, what we use here on this Anchor, it could all be done in-house on Wix. The app on Wix needs to be seriously upgraded. To be able to record an MP3 on your phone and publish it to a podcast is, I mean, I don't know how much simpler that is. You know, I don't see what they see. Like, how are they not seeing that podcasting and video and streaming and all of these stuff that are necessary right now that people have no way of doing business without right now, from the live streaming, the better restaurant websites, the food ordering. I mean, like, they're just sitting back making fucking iframes, y'all. I don't even know, man. I think if I keep making this podcast, hell, I might just burn it all down and go to another platform if I do it. So I'm going to jump off this. I appreciate y'all being patient on my rant. Remember, capitalism always fucking wins. Don't ever forget it. Whatever is going to be the most profitable, and I don't mean that in a cheerleader way. I mean that whatever is the most profitable outcome is the future. So the predicting the future is easy. People say it's impossible. No, it's not. Whichever way is the most profitable is exactly how it's going to go. Don't believe me? Just watch. And go do some research on the history. Because apparently everybody has forgot everything that ever happened in our past. As it's getting erased and people are just making shit up. Oh, by the way, I heard someone say that 2 + 2 = 5 the other day. And if our society is going to that level, it's going to be a long 100 years, the next 100 years, y'all. All right, to the next episode. Peace out. Okay, my stock picks for this podcast, the options I'm in actually right now, the 2021 Harley-Davidson 40s, the 2022 Harley-Davidson 55s, I've got money in Berkshire Hathaway B, January, what is it, I want to say 230s, yeah, 230s, we paid 80 cents for it. I think they're sitting around a dollar a piece now, so $1,000, not too bad. Someone put Ruger in there. I don't like it. Even though it is 77:1 market cap to price ratio, I wouldn't do that. I would stay clear of the restaurant still. But Red Robin is so good. Like 77, it's over 70:1. So that's market cap to price. So you want to take the market cap and then divide it by the stock price. And that gives you a ratio that will allow you to understand for every billion that's added to the stock, the stock will go up X amount of dollars. So for example, Wix is 19 to 1. So for $1 billion of market cap added to Wix, the stock price will typically go up. No. Yeah, it's like 19 bucks. Yeah, it's all right. So look for companies that have the highest rate of climb. So, you know, if it you add $1 billion to Facebook, it's going to go up nothing. You add $1 billion to, say, Fiverr, it's going to go up 30 bucks. So that's what I'm in right now. Harley, Berkshire. The 2022s, a year and a half out, for only $15 out of the money. For the options are only less than a dollar. So, yeah, pretty sure that those are going to be worth a grip. Check them out. And to the next episode. Later. Thanks for listening to the Bourbon and Branding Podcast with your ADD King, Nathan Dill. Make sure and check out bourbonandbranding.com where I post exclusive members-only content. Also, make sure and join the conversation in our members-only forum. And don't forget to subscribe to the weekly newsletter and stay up to date with email alerts and more. Tune in next week for more bourbon shots and out-of-the-box ideas. Until then, see y'all.